Coming up on this show,
Spin Job PK again.
Wow. Our producer Elio.
Do this too.
Yeah, one way for the summer, one way for the winter.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
As always, before we open up mail on the show, we got to guess what the mail is.
It's not breakable.
Oh, jeez.
PK.
PK's podcast show.
You've done this before, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think it's ready.
I told you that.
Wednesday, friends. How are you, PK? Right across from me, lovely wifey. Her name is Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Hello there.
We're going to play song titles today.
All right. New game.
I don't really know what the prize is going to be just yet, but new game. I think it'll be fun. Heck, I don't know. Knowing me, we'll probably play match two as well. $500 for What's That Noise? We got a noise for you. If you're new to our show and you figure it out again, $500. Denise working on some news. What do you have?
Yeah, you'll finally be able to charge your phone when you fly this airline. Trust me, it is a really big deal.
Huh.
All the details coming up in top three things.
What else? We got some of your first comments we got to get to. We're going to test the Life Straw. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Life Straw.
You drank some of the Bayou water and it cleaned it up, but I want to do a thorough test. So we're going to bring out the big meters for that. So a lot of stuff happening today. Let's kick it off with your first comments. Because the people must be heard.
Hello, hiccup listeners. This is the strawberry listener. It's Dee. I am not surprised that the strawberries thing did not work for hiccups. Because when I called, I said strawberries was a theater trick I used when you have to sneeze. Not hiccups. And I agree with PK and Ryan. It was something about a fish. With hiccups. Also, if you take a drink and throw your head upside down, like bend down and touch your toes and then swallow, it tricks your diaphragm. Also a theater trick, and the hiccups stop immediately. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, PK, DK, DeRyan, this is Hyman from Fresno. Hey, this is just for all your followers out there. If you're having problems with like Comcast or AT&T, instead of going through all the stupid troubleshooting that takes forever on the phone, unplug this, tighten this, check that. Just unplug the power to your modem. Call them, tell them it went completely off and it's not working. They'll schedule you an appointment because they can't do any kind of troubleshooting if there's no power. And boom, easy. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know, the only question I had with that one, by the way, leave us an instant voice note at any time. We came up with this about a year ago, and then some other radio companies, you know, kind of stole the name.
Yep, they did.
Looking at you, iHeart. But anytime you want to leave us an instant voice note, go to pkanddk.com. Click on the Ivan button, Ivan 2.0, more useful than Ivan 1.0. You hit the button, your comment comes right to us, is what I'm saying. You had a DM about our Ivans. Can you get that ready, and we'll do it in just a sec?
Yeah, I will.
Hey, guys, good morning. Just answering the random question, who found you or who did you find on social media? So a few years ago, my mom, she had been looking for her dad all her life. When she was born, he pretty much disappeared. And this was in Mexico City. So, you know, she's always had that void. About 5 years ago, I want to say, we actually, me and a couple of our cousins actually found the man. We all reconnected. It was a big deal. It was a big surprise. And he actually lives on the border of Texas and Mexico. And he does have family. And my mom has three other half-sisters. And they look like my mom as well. So it's really funny. And she has two other brothers. Anyways, I thought that was really cool. She kind of gave up a while back. She just thought, I'm never going to find him. Maybe he's, you know, passed on or something like that. But bye.
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 Every day we like to ask you one random question. And that was a random question last week. By the way, it doesn't matter when you hear the show. It could be, you know, that you're leaving us an answer for something that we asked about a year ago. It still is awesome because some of these stories, like the story yesterday that we got.
Oh, yeah.
The closet story.
Yeah.
Ashley.
That was
my
terrifying.
God.
I keep thinking about that story, especially when I listen back. And I'm like, that still make me go insane.
Will you check with Ashley? Let's see if we can get her on at some point this week or next week.
Okay.
To get that first point of view of that. Walked downstairs. She's the only person in her grandma's house. And there's a guy in the kitchen with a knife.
Ooh.
Did you see the thumbnail that I used?
Cover art, yes.
Cover art?
Yeah, who is that?
The Joker!
That's who I thought it was.
Someone asked if that was like Marilyn Manson. I'm like, I don't know. That's,
it kind of looks, yeah.
I was like, that's PK. I thought it was Jared Leto as the Joker at first.
Oh, Hot Topic Joker? Yeah, that kind of has that look.
Here we go with Spin Job PK again.
Our producer, Ilya, let's hear it.
Talking about how he's so proud and brought the topic matter back to the top three things or whatever. The topic was a baby. You changed the topic to corgis and poops and eating wires and all this stuff. And then you're like, oh, look, I brought it back to top three things. No, you didn't. You glossed over and moved away from the baby topic. That's exactly what you did, and you know it. Topic two is you're talking crap about these kids running through fences. I watched a video yesterday of you throwing people's personal belongings into a ceiling fan with the express purpose of breaking them, and you're an adult. So, yeah. Hypocrisy much?
Great point.
No bite, no nothing. Nah. He's done, huh?
Yeah, I just hung up.
Yeah, I can't defend the second one. Yeah, except that if I didn't have a radio show, I wouldn't have done that. It was, ceiling fan roulette that we were playing.
For entertainment purposes only.
And, you know, I still, besides the lunchbox, I still was respectful of what we were throwing.
There's a couple other videos. Maybe for Throwback Thursday, the one with the lawnmower and people like, oh, look at this vase of flowers for Mother's Day.
No, that game was
something different.
We had somebody brought in a lawnmower. Yeah. We're like, what can we do with this? I'm like, I got it. Okay, we're going to run up to somebody's desk, grab a random object.
As they're sitting at their desk,
right? And
they're
then
yelling,
you have
no,
to
PK, no.
Run through the studio, toss it under the lawnmower.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we start the clock to see how long before they come in through the door yelling at us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Juvenile.
All right, so second point I give you, Ilya, you're absolutely, I can't defend myself. First point, the baby, was I the one that went away from that? I brought the conversation up.
Yeah, but then like you quickly, like we start talking about it and then you moved on.
I told you I'd give you a baby.
And I said that, I was like, that tone and then was disgusting. That makes me annoyed with you when you talk like that. But then Dorian said it was a turn on. So then I asked for you guys to be a couple.
That's what happened. Yes. What else needed to be said then?
I guess that's it.
I mean, we covered everything, right?
Sure. Yeah, we covered it all.
I don't know if we're in a financial situation. If you want that real talk, I'll give it to you. I don't know. We're not in a financial situation to be making babies right now.
I don't feel
right?
like you make it work if something happens and you just make it work and you go get a second, third, fourth job, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, but, I'm a type of person that's all in because we have had some of those instant voice notes. Won't you everybody get a part-time job? We went with it with Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, you have a part-time job.
Right.
And I feel bad because you're just so tired the rest of the day. It's nobody's fault. It's just the way it is.
Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm a type of person that's all in. If we're not going to be all in, and that's what I ask this of the listeners as well, of everybody, you know. If we're not all in, then what the hell are we doing? You know, life is short.
Why are you talking like negative right now? Like we were on such a happy high note. So let's just keep moving forward.
I'm answering the question from my point of view. That's the biggest hurdle is the current situation that we're in. I love doing what we're doing. I think this has a future. I don't know how to unlock that future just yet, but we're moving towards the right direction. We're growing listeners. We've launched the shop. Things are happening, but it's not there yet to finance a baby.
Question.
Yes.
Is there going to be a time that you guys are going to have a baby?
I mean, if this is a success, but if it's not a success, then our whole lives are going to be changed.
But okay. I'm also okay 100% adopting a kid. And you're saying our lives will be changed. Maybe, who knows?
I mean, no matter what, baby.
Oh, yeah.
No, it changes. Yeah, your life's changed.
I would like to at some point, for sure. You know, I'm not one of these people that... I understand there's something about it being your DNA, but I've also, because of my upbringing, I don't know if I'm just so screwed up in my mind, and I don't want to blame my family, it's just the way that things worked out, that to me it's not as important if it's my, I think I would obviously like it if it was, you know, but if not, I'm 100% all right adopting a kid that needs a good home.
And love, yeah.
And love, and, you know, my twisted way of thinking, hopefully, you know.
If you were to adopt, would it be like an infant, or...
I don't know. I have to cross that bridge.
Yeah, I haven't had time to think about that answer yet.
Okay. Yeah, right now everything is consuming like every aspect of our life. So I don't know, Ilya. There you go, man. Thanks for leaving that instant voice note. Hopefully that answers some of the questions. I'm sure he's going to yell at me now for whatever I just said. And if you'd like to as well, Ivans, drop them online again, pkdk.com, and hit the Ivan button to come right to us. Slide into our DMs on Insta at pkanddk. Follow us everywhere. We'd appreciate that for sure. And you don't even know how much it helps when you share our stuff or comment. And obviously some of you do know because we keep talking about it, but just thank you. The jokes yesterday that came in from Jax, I wanted just to toss toss that out to everybody. If you ever have like a quick joke and you want to see if Darine will get your quick joke, feel free to drop us that instant voice note. And today's one random question is, what is the absolute best home gadget that you always recommend to people? Do you have something at the house that you're just so in love with, you just tell all your buddies about, and then they, I think actually now that I'm saying it out loud, we might have asked this before, because the egg thing that you make.
The Dash egg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Dash egg cooker. It's like a rapid egg cooker.
She went above and beyond. She bought that for a bunch of people as well.
Yeah, my wife has it and loves it.
Is there something, what's your number one at home gadget? What do you go to, your go-to?
You know what? Staying on the cooking topic, what my dad got me, that indoor cooking grill.
Yeah. Bro, see, we have talked about this.
I put steaks on the grill and no smoke at all. It's awesome.
I actually like that we're talking about this again, because last time, I think it was when you just got that grill. So fast forward now, it's been like 6 months. You still are in love with it.
Still. I love cooking on it. Yeah.
What's it called?
Emerald. The guy that used to go bang, bang, bam. Oh, bam. Yeah.
Emerald
smokeless grill.
For me, it would be the handy vac, like the hand vacuum.
Do you like the new one? The new one's a little more expensive, but
it's small and it sucks up. Like, I'm just used to the red one. Like, it's the classic. The other one's fine. It bends more and it has like another spout so it can get like underneath the couch better.
But I guess I'm asking because one is twice the price of the other.
The red basic one's fine. Is totally fine.
So it's the cheap Dirt Devil that I got, and that's Denise's go-to.
That was like my birthday gift. That's right.
Oh, yeah. It was a birthday gift?
Oh,
was it?
Christmas?
Oh, no.
Wait, what about
anniversary?
You?
I mean, your lights, the toilet lights.
Oh, what about
your toilet lights? I like that, but does that count as a gadget?
You know what? I love your automatic door lock.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You're right. That's top of my list. I actually said that to a few people. It is the best thing that I've purchased.
It's a smart door lock.
It's the Wyze.
Yeah.
W-Y-Z-E, however you pronounce it. You know, if I got it wrong, look it up. But it's two pieces that I bought that didn't come together. I got the lock. And then I got the number keypad. What I love about these things, those two things aren't together. So the number keypad, we hid behind like our mailbox so nobody can see us typing in the code.
Hello.
And they're both wireless. It's the best thing ever. We'll get out of the car. If it picks up my phone, it'll automatically unlock the front door.
That's cool.
So if you got bags or whatever, you can just, the door's open.
Yeah. And I like it because, Darine, you have a code. Producer Elia has a code. And if you guys got to come in for some reason, like,
yeah, you can give different people the codes. Today we were at lunch.
And it automatically said that Darine was here.
Yeah, the front door unlocked. I'm like, Darine's over.
Yeah.
Or if I forget to lock the front door, it'll automatically, after 5 minutes or whatever you set it to, it'll lock the door. I've had it for a year. It's the best thing probably last year that I've purchased. So that would be mine. What is yours? Drop us your instant voice notes online, pkanddk.com. Oh, you know what that means?
Little Mermaid? It sounds like Under the Sea.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's a random timer that I set up because a listener suggested we do this. So, and now Darine's got something to do.
Okay. I know where this is going. And now we interrupt the regular show.
It's on
the schedule.
The schedule.
In Spanish.
El horario.
And now we interrupt the regularly scheduled and now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show, the PK.
Stop with the names.
No,
God,
I could hear you slap your face.
Oh gosh,
that was so loud.
And now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show for another Darine birthday shout out.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By the way, submit your birthdays online, pkndk.com/birthdays. If he gets through the beginning and end without screwing up, then that day we're going to do a drawing if it's multiple birthdays and somebody's going to win $100. Or if it's one birthday, that person gets the money. Go.
Okay, we got two birthdays.
Apologies.
Yeah. In advance, I would love to say sorry. Followed by happy birthday to these two people. We got T-Row.
Nope.
We got Row T.
Yep.
A.K.A. T-Row.
Nope.
Oh.
No, totally different. Just continue reading. Totally different person.
Awkward.
Yeah,
All right. All right, we got Row T. Turning 71.
Oh!
From Dina. Now that I can, I thought I would tell the world it was your birthday again. It's been 33 years since I did it on air.
so I felt it was due. Hope today is fantastic. Can't wait to devour some Chinese food tonight.
Yum!
Heck yeah. Happy birthday, mommy. Maybe Durian can give you 100. Probably not, though. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of Chinese food.
That was.
I was rooting for you.
And last but not least, Jeff K. turning 33 from Amanda and says, "Dear Durian, it's on the schedule." Oh, dang it. Now you tell me. Now you tell me, Amanda. P.S. Durian, if you win us the 100, I'll tip you 20 from the winnings.
Oh. Maybe that's what's going to happen. Everybody's like, I would give you all this money.
Dang. You know?
But eventually you'll get it. So I don't know. Maybe don't do that.
Well, I do appreciate that. And sorry. Sorry, Ro. Sorry, Jeff. And not only that, we got a birthday song for you.
Here's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey!
And we...
And now...
Oh, really? Oh, man.
That was just two words he said.
Yeah, well...
And now...
What did I say?
I don't know what you said now.
Oh, what was the word now?
And now!
And now?
I think you said and we or something. I don't know what you said.
We. And now we...
Yeah.
Return.
Join.
Ah! Oh, man!
I was getting worse, kid.
I was going to nail the outro, so it sounds legit, too. But
you know what happened is we had a day off, and this is what goes down. There's no way he's going to get it if there's a day off before your birthday.
And now we rejoin the PK and DK show that's already in progress. Woo!
You're applauding at yourself.
Yeah.
Who was the listener that did that? Shay! Didn't Shay do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor Shay. And then
I love Shay. Shay, leave us some instant voice notes, bro.
And then you said something about, shout out to Shay. He did just get the uncensored. He subscribed.
Oh, nice,
but
Shay.
But then got a little
confused
on how to find it on Spotify. So I sent him the link. So hopefully, Shay, you got that. And we're uncensored.
Ooh,
like it? Said the F word.
Let me say this about birthdays real quick, because those two birthdays were belated, right?
Yes, they were.
You guys got to send them birthday. We record the day before, so just plan ahead and just put the birthdays in now.
Now that you're hearing this, if you want to do any shout outs, just put it in.
Because if you do it the day
of. And online only. I can't take it anywhere else. My head is about to explode seeing all the DMs, the WhatsApp, the Discord, the this, the that. Online, pkndk.com/birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not there, I unfortunately do not see it, and it will not be called out. So please make sure you do that.
I'm just going to be clear about this. If it's not, if you don't put it in at pkndk.com/birthdays, it will not get done. Make sure you put it in a couple days before the birthday happens, or you could put it in for next year's birthdays for all I care.
So I did have a question from Charlene. She said, I've already submitted, but the birthday was last October. Do I have to resubmit again?
You're in. Once you're in, you're in.
Nice.
But you can't submit it, you know, late the day before, because we've already recorded. You can't submit it on the actual day because obviously we don't have a time machine. So just get it in. We'll make sure it gets done. Also, the other thing, I'm not sure who, but the WhatsApp chat had our back. So shout out to you, WhatsApp chat. And you'll know what I'm talking about here in just a sec. But Justin sent in an item for the mystery box. Didn't watch the live show, so didn't think we had done it. Left me a voice message, which I didn't play because Denise didn't know what the item was, so we were still going to do the mystery box. But this dummy then went back into the WhatsApp chat and told everybody how they'd done the deer head, so Denise found out. So now everybody knows it's a deer head.
I mean, I could pretend that I didn't read it, but then I was like, PK, was that item in the box a deer head? And he's like, how do you know?
I'm doing everything I can so we can still do it. So I just wanted to, because I know that a few people in the WhatsApp chat, or I don't know, but some people had our back saying, listen, that's not all voice messages get played or whatever. Because then he went in there and was like, you didn't play my message. Duh. I'm trying to keep it a secret.
Maybe he's just a little too excited.
I think he was, but it's such a great item that I wish he wouldn't.
I know. Yeah.
I kept dropping all these messages.
He was chatting with you, Durian, so like,
we
just
set this up.
Yeah, I could have just asked you, not put it out for me to see.
Well, I don't know. With Durian, did he ask you and you just didn't get back to him?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Should I check your missed messages?
All right, listen, we usually play match two, but we're going to play something different today, and it's called Song Titles. All right, and we talked about this a long time ago, and if you want to get in, go to pkndk.com, hit the games tab. You'll see where you can put your info in. But you'll get 20 seconds, 5 songs that you have to name the title. This is difficult, so we got to talk about prizing and all that. But first, let's bring up Chelsea, everybody.
Hey, Chelsea.
Oh, hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm good. Just working, living life.
Nice.
Where do you work at?
Hospital in Griffin, Georgia.
Very nice. How's that going?
It's going good. I can't complain.
Well, thank you for listening to us. Thanks for jumping on. You put your info in to play the hard game.
It sounded easy, but I'm sure it's going to probably. I don't know how it's going to go.
How are you with songs and music? Are you pretty good?
I feel like I am, but sometimes when you're put on the spot, the song title doesn't come to you right then. So who knows? We'll see, I guess.
I was like, it always feels easier when you're just in the car listening back to something. But when, yeah, you're live on the spot, that's hard.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
The problem with this game is it's all over the map, too. So you gotta have musical tastes that are pretty much everywhere, you know, because you never know what song pops up. For instance, as an example, name the song, and I'm not looking for the artist, just the title of the song. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready. If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I don't know the title.
Oh, see? Now what song would mess you up?
Levitating.
Levitating.
Oh, no.
Levitating.
Right. That's right. See, I knew the song. I don't know the title of that one. We'll see.
Let's play for real. Let's give it a go. Now, there's just 20 seconds on the clock. Because what did we say the prize was when we initially played this?
Was it $50?
Nah.
I don't know what you said.
It's too hard for $50.
$50,000?
$50,000? I don't think so, bro. Are you out of your mind? Yeah, it's $50,000 coming out of Derine's check. I think we said we're going to start at $100, and then every time somebody plays, we're going to add like a dollar or something.
Oh, that's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we'll kick it off with $100, but you do have to go through all five songs. So the second you think you know it, you yell it out. And there's, by the way, you can guess as many times as you want. So if you think you have it, don't worry about answering it wrong. Just keep guessing until you either get it or the clock runs out, all right?
Okay.
So we're going to try to get 5 in 20 seconds. We're kicking it off with song number 1. Denise, are you ready?
Ready.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me.
Oh my God.
Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
I don't even know.
That's
I literally
time.
Have no idea. I know the song, I don't know the title.
Let me help you out. It's Somebody's Plan.
Oh, God's Plan.
God's plan.
Yeah. I'm like, it's Drake. I know that much. I know it's Drake. I would know the words. I'm like, but I couldn't. I was trying to sing ahead, too, to, like, get to it. And nope.
That's a hard one. Maybe we should up the prize on this one. That's a hard one.
It is, yeah.
Did you know it right off the get? How many seconds did it take you to name?
I knew that.
It's a lot harder when you put on the spot.
There's that, too.
I didn't know any of the titles of the songs. I knew the songs.
What do you mean songs? We just played one. Or I guess, are you counting Dua Lipa?
Yeah. I didn't know any of them.
Well, that's
maybe
a tough
I can try
one.
Again sometime.
Oh, of course.
You can be, absolutely. Have. I'm going to put you back in for match 2 as well. Well, what the hell? We got you on. You want to play match 2 real quick?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wait, did your phone cut out? You still there?
Yes. Are y'all there?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I think we got you.
Maybe.
We're good.
All right. We'll do this quick. You want to play with Denise or Derine?
I'll go with Denise.
Okay.
Needs a win, so good choice. She's leaving the room, and we'll try to match 2 words. Your first one being broken. Give me something that comes to your mind when I say broken.
Heart.
That's good. Anything else? You want me to lock that in?
I'll lock that one in.
Okay. All right, done. Your second word is details. Give me one word that comes to your mind when I say details.
Details. Oh, goodness. Details.
Car? Car details?
I thought of that, like, detailing a car or, like, detail-oriented, but, like...
I was thinking devil.
Detail.
Devil's in the details?
Oh, okay.
Details. I guess I'll go with details-oriented. I don't know.
Orange details?
I guess. I mean, like, if you're detail-oriented,
oh,
I don't know.
Oriented. That's pretty good. That's not bad. I like that.
That's like the only thing that I can really think of that's kind of like what? Most people think of.
Detail oriented.
I'll go with that.
Okay. I like you.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Derine? Okay. I know you were just about to say something.
Pay attention.
That's not one word, get it, please. Jesus, this guy. So things at the hospital going good?
They are, yeah. COVID's down, thankfully.
Thank God.
Things are smooth now. Yeah.
The worst with COVID was not even having COVID. It was flying without a mask on. We went to Hawaii. Huh, like a whole day in the plane. And, you know, you couldn't even.
Oh, gosh.
I became the slowest eater ever on the plane. You know, just one chip out of a quarter chip. Just little chip bites, you know. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm
These
here.
Are, they're tough.
Oh, no. Yeah. Tough words.
Let's kick it off with, let's kick it off. Broken.
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 I think of a broken heart, broken glass, broken window. Broken, shattered. But my very first thought, a broken heart's pretty sad. Shattered, broken glass. Lock me in for heart.
First point on the board. First point on the board.
I thought you said they were tough.
All right, Miss Thing. See what you do right now.
All right.
For the win.
Yep.
Details.
Details. Oh, that is really tough. Give me the details. Spit out the deets. Details. It's all in the details. It's very specific details. Details, like on a shirt, detailed, that's detailed. Specific, kind of, that is a very tricky word, details. Clothing, what else do you detail? You detail cars, but that's not details with an S. I'm gonna lock in the word specific.
Specific?
Yes.
Locking it in.
Locked in.
Oh. That was a really good one.
Oh.
Yeah, that was
I wish
tricky.
I had thought of that.
Oh, what did you say, Chelsea?
I said oriented, like oriented details.
Okay.
Like, but I couldn't think of anything else. The specific.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That's that
I
was
wish I had thought of that.
What did you guys say around the room, Darian?
Heart.
Wait, no, that's broken. Broken, yeah, broken heart. I said broken glass in my head. I don't think I ever said to the room. Details. Ryan went with car. Car, yeah. You're detailing a car?
Oh, what?
Yeah, you yeah. just corrected me.
I loved oriented, though.
Yeah.
Detail oriented.
Yeah.
But I think the S kind of threw you off because it's more like details. Yeah. I think if it was detail.
Yeah. That,
yeah.
When you add the S or the ING or any of those things,
like,
it, makes it makes it a
what
little harder. That's all.
Right.
It did. That was my thing. I was like, details with an S.
Yeah.
You got to come to play on this show. All right. Well, still great catching up with you and getting you on. I'll keep you on the list and we'll keep going. And, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. You just kind of created the thing because I didn't know which way I wanted to go. If we were just going to do songs. Song titles or go to match two. So I'll let y'all choose on which avenue you want to go. One or the other. Today's an exception, but there you go. Chelsea, I hope you have an awesome day. And thank you so much for listening all the way out there in Georgia. We're going to be there Sunday, so if you're bored, come hang out with us.
I'm working, unfortunately. I would be there.
It's all right.
Could.
I'll injure Darian so we can see you at the hospital.
We'll bring him by.
Hey, Chelsea.
Come on.
I don't know. The two of them, I think, are spending Saturday night alone together, which I know sounds kind of weird, but as friends. And
I don't
you guys,
think he knows yet.
Last time you guys
him, yeah.
got into staying at a hotel, just the two of you, you guys did get some, I don't know if there was injuries involved.
Well, he got into the drunk tank.
I got arrested.
Arrested, yeah.
Yeah.
So things might.
Hey, are you in surgery by any chance? What kind of, what do you do at the hospital?
Pharmacy technician. So
oh.
I'm like. Making the drugs and dealing them out to everybody. So I'm the drug dealer.
Wow. The important role. Yeah.
I don't know if you had any surgeons because I see a monster zit on the side of Darian's head.
What? Where?
You might need to operate, kid. Really? You don't feel that?
Oh, I feel it. Yeah,
yeah
I feel
bro.
It. It's not ready to pop.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I want to so badly pop it.
It doesn't hurt or anything.
Can I try?
No, absolutely not.
Just...
No, nope. You stay away.
All right, Chelsea. Have an awesome time and we'll talk soon, all right?
Y'all too. Thanks for calling me.
Anytime. We'll do it again. Chelsea, everybody.
Bye, Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So that's the deal. When we get you on, you get to choose song titles or match two. The prize for song titles, because it is hard, because you got to get five within 20 seconds. So we make it $200.
I mean, 200, that sounds weird. You got to do either 250, 500,000.
500,000?
I know, 250, $500, or $1,000.
I say let's go 250.
250.
Because I don't know that anybody would. These are going to be hard.
Can I play? Because I got the first two in record time.
Denise is really good at this game.
I don't know if you guys were paying attention, but yeah.
Well, this is there's rock, there's 80s, there's all kinds, all over the map. And there's no skipping either, by the way. But the seconds he says it, you got to pause
it. I can't skip and come back?
No, you can't. No skipping.
Oh.
No skipping. One shot, one opportunity. The prize is $250.
You tell me when to pause it, right? Or when you go ding?
Well, if
or...
you hear the right title or if I say correct. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you
got to
be on your toes because every single second counts. Song number one, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Song number one, Denise?
Yep, ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, this one's tough. I don't know it.
Was that 20 seconds?
Nope, not yet. Three, two, one.
Renegades.
Renegade. The very first one he said was Runaway. Well, I guess I was too cocky, and I don't know the lyrics.
You want to see the other four in that round?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Put the 20 seconds back on the clock. Let's see.
Ooh. Wichita.
I don't know. You don't know it, huh?
Hey, Smashing Pumpkins.
Nope.
No, it's the title.
Oh. Title.
1960.
Seven. Seven Nation Army.
Oh.
In that round.
That was
song number three in that round.
That was the title?
Seven Nation Army, yeah.
That's the title of the song? Oh, wow.
That's the title, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You don't trust me? You Googling it?
No, I didn't know who. Oh, the White Stripes. I didn't know who that was. Okay.
Now, I'm playing for you this one round.
Okay.
All these songs would have played in this round, all right? Here's the next song.
Toto.
Africa.
Africa, there you go.
Yeah.
No way you're going to get this one.
And time.
Fields of Gold, and finally...
Huh, never
Fields
heard
of gold.
It.
Fields
How
of gold,
old yeah. is that song?
Sting, baby. And Relax.
Oh, I would have known this one.
In 20 seconds.
I don't know, in 20 seconds.
When the beat kicked in.
That's what I was saying, the price. Yeah, I like $250 because it's going to be all over the map. There's going to be country. There's going to be old school.
You don't think we can,
new
like...
New school rap.
We can do a drawing to see, like, which... Category? Because I have like a category with all is very, very, very tough.
Yeah, that's why it's $250.
Yeah, that's a lot of money though.
And then also you're gonna have to take the gamble on. Look, I think you know match two. It's difficult to win in, and you know some pretty cool prizes in match two. But this will net you $250.
That's
a bigger prize.
That's awesome.
More of a gamble though, because if you don't know one of these songs,
you're screwed.
You're Dunsky. Yeah. So we'll implement and see how it goes, at least for, you know, a few rounds. And then if we like it, we'll keep it. Maybe we'll up the prize money or whatever. We'll see what happens. We like experimenting, trying new things. So put your info in if you want to play under games. And just put it under match two, because I'll just ask you inevitably when we call you, do you want to play song titles or match two? And you'll be the judge. Yeah, what were you going to say?
And again, you can go online, pkanddk.com, and then click on the games tab, enter your info there, and then Duran will give you a call. That's how you can enter to play.
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
And here is your first story. It is Wednesday, May 18th. A new tool will actually let you more easily request removal of your name, your address, your phone number from Google. Now, this is coming up still in the next few months, but it'll be available on the Google app and individual Google search results. Do you guys think you have any issues with that? If people like search your name and all of your stuff just pops up?
I do.
Well, what's that? Oh, you got your mom, huh?
My mom's video.
You're never going to get rid of that. I'll just keep reposting it.
On to my second story. If you fly Southwest Airlines, well, you finally will be able to charge your phone at your seat. This is starting, though, next year. I know we're flying to Southwest this weekend, but next year, it's just one of several things they're offering to improve their customer service. Other improvements, faster, more reliable Wi-Fi, larger overhead bins, and new drink options, including a Bloody Mary mix, followed by ready-to-drink cocktails in September, alongside hard seltzer and rosé.
Oh,
there you go.
Question.
Answer.
I love what you just read right there.
Uh-huh.
But does that mean tickets are going to be more expensive now? Next year?
Well, that could
be. You think they're not going to go down, bro. It's always going to be more expensive.
Oh,
always going to be. Everything, that's just a rule of thumb.
Everything's going up.
Yeah, speaking of going up, we went yesterday. This is not part of my top three things, but I was just going to go get like turkey burgers, you know, frozen turkey burgers from the local grocery store. And A, nothing was on sale, which I only buy things that are on sale. And then B, they were like $11.99.
Whoa.
That was the cheapest one.
How about the gas prices?
Oh, my God.
They went 15 cents in one day.
It jumped 15 cents at Kroger.
Yeah.
15. Thankfully, I still had a 30-cent discount from like April.
That's huge.
Points, but.
Who I need to be mad at? I got to be mad at somebody, right? Like, you got to do something. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. And the eggs, too. The eggs are still expensive.
Well, you know what the thing is with the rind and eggs?
They buy so many eggs.
Because they don't eat the egg. They just do the whites what they eat.
Well, I eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
The other two?
Yeah.
They just eat the egg whites.
When we rented that cabin, she tried to make me an omelet with just egg whites. I'm like, what are you doing with all those yellow stuff?
Yeah, she doesn't understand.
Why don't you buy like the giant jug of just egg whites?
Then? I have. What's I thought it was more
is it
convenient.
Cheaper? No.
Is that going up?
Everything's going up. They have too sophisticated of a palate. to have egg whites from a carton.
Oh.
Yeah, so they didn't like it.
I don't know what the answer is. I wish I was smarter and I could go off on people. I have no idea. All I know is that it's just getting out of hand. Like, somebody's got to step up at some point and do, you know, and the people that are voting and making all this stuff happen.
Yeah, I was like, there was primaries yesterday.
They ain't got to worry about like 15 more cents a gallon. They've got, you know, I just saw a picture of... What's her name? House Speaker? Nancy. I just saw her. She's going shopping at Saks or something, holding up the American Express.
Oh, lucky. Oh,
wow. She ain't worried about 15 cents.
She's not even driving.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, true.
Like, you know. I was like, I think she has her own car that takes her everywhere she needs to go.
I just think it's easier to care about everything when you don't have to worry about gas prices and paying rent.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else suffers. Like, they fix this. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it is.
We got oil here. Start drilling.
You have a bicycle, right?
Who does?
You do.
Oh, it's gotta.
I mean, it's like, if you really are complaining, you know, about, because we work from home, and if you're really just going up to Kroger, it's only two blocks away.
Hey, I'm still, you know, distance. Grandma every once in a while wants us to drive up to Dallas. Yeah, that's now a $200 road trip.
I know. We used to say, no, Grandma, Grandpa, don't worry about paying for us. But now I'm like, all right, we'll accept that $50. Like, it will help one way.
Did you have more news?
Yes, I have one more story, because
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
Since you were being grumpy pants.
I was not being grumpy pants.
Yes,
you're being grumpy pants.
Starting, well, yesterday, technically, rewards members of Taco Bell have early access to the Mexican pizza.
This made me mad, too.
Now, you have to get on the app. You know, you have to be a rewards member on Taco Bell's app. But you go up there, select locations, it claims. But actually, one of my Facebook friends just posted a picture. She's already got her Mexican pizza.
It's a Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
What do you need rewards and to get the app and stuff?
Because they want
back on the menu, call it a day.
But they're doing that in 2 days. This is so you can get it early. They're doing it on the 19th, and this is the 18th. So you get one day.
They pulled it. They deprived me of the Mexican pizza just so they can get press and get us to talk about them. Little did they know I was going to talk about them anyway. I love the Mexican pizza.
Yeah. So I just was curious why you haven't ordered it yet.
I'm trying to be
yeah,
good.
Okay.
I just downloaded.
I'm trying to be healthy.
Right now. That was fast.
Yeah, I'm gonna log in.
I think you are getting skinnier, bro.
Yeah, I've already.
I think so.
I'll wait for it.
What? What's the matter?
I'll wait for the punchline. I feel like you're reeling me in.
No, I was just trying to give you a compliment.
I took the bite. I'm coming in.
Uh-huh. I'm just trying to give you a compliment. That's it.
I've lost 12 pounds.
Yeah, see?
Already.
That's very
I think
good.
I can see it like in your face and stuff.
Yeah, that's the first thing to go. My face fat, it melts away.
How about you, PK? How's that going?
Oh, I knew. There we go.
You got to do it, bro.
Bro, I'm trying. I got to do what? I'm trying. I got to work out with Ilya today. I got to be there on time. I'm going to get what ahead
time
of from
is,
him.
What time is on time? In like an hour?
It's, yeah, in a little over an hour.
You're not going to make it.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
And I also got a shout out to Ryan, which we do need to add. We actually need to give Ryan a call. He says, how's the shredding, PK? No tacos today.
Ooh.
Shred day.
Let's see if he answers. It's our good friend out in Oregon. Give me a hard time. Took the worst picture ever of me. I mean, ever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have seen it. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I showed it to Ryan.
I was hurt.
Awful.
I think I have it here.
If you come out Sunday in Hotlanta.
There it is.
Park Tavern, we'll show you the picture. But everybody's going to have to put their phones away. Why do you have it out?
The best part is that it's actually live.
This is Ryan. Leave a message after the beep.
All right. It's a little too busy for us, apparently. But yeah, you know what? We'll flash that picture real quickly. If everybody's phones is in the pocket, Sunday you'll get to see it. Park Tavern's going to be a lot of fun. Pretty excited about that. So hopefully you can come out and say what's up, kind of hang out for a little while. Nothing too crazy, but we're going to be in Atlanta, so we figured why not? Let's just say what's up. So, and everybody knows where Park Tavern is. The parking's easy.
Yep.
So if you would like, we'd love to see you. And then we're going to be back in Atlanta September 2nd. Second's going to be the big show. You know, the more days that go by, the more I get nervous about the show, but I also excited at the same time. It's going to be everything. We're going to be recording the show at Vinyl, right?
Yep, that's right.
I can say that now?
Yeah, Friday, September 2nd.
Cool.
Did we announce it on the show? I don't even know if we, you know.
On our live show, yes, we
did. It's so nonstop here. Yeah. I don't even know what we talk or we don't talk about. So September 2nd, I'm trying to figure out how to get the mystery box out to Atlanta.
You don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
I got it.
Of course we do.
Who's not going to want to see the mystery box? Hey, we can't do a show without the mystery box.
I think we have a couple of listeners that are truck drivers that often go out towards Atlanta.
That might be something.
Modesto, if you're listening and closer to, you know, end of August, September, because we definitely need it beforehand here.
Well, I might have to get like a packing box or something, because what about, we're going to be doing hopefully a show Portland June 30th is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
I think, have we nailed down the tickets yet or not yet? We're still working on those?
Yep, still working, just the date, Thursday, September 30th.
So Portland, the 30th, and then September 2nd, Atlanta.
I misspoke. It's June 30th.
June 30th in Portland. And then the big show in Atlanta, September 2nd. September 2nd is one of those shows. The 30th and the 2nd, those two shows, I'm going to need you to do everything you can to come out to those. Those are the important ones. Sunday is just like an easy, cool, chill hangout. If you got questions for us, if you just want to say what's up, you know, again, Park Tavern, hopefully we'll see you there.
Oh, by the way, I don't think I ended my top three. So I'm Denise, and those are the top three things you need to know.
Brought to you by our brand new shop that's online, pkdk.com. Click on the merch tab or sponsorships. It's going to take you there. And the glitter shirts, you were telling me they're sold. Yep, out of stock.
Officially sold out.
Dunsky. Should we do the sporadical shirts next? Does anybody want a sporadical shirt? Drop me an instant voice note or slide into our DMs or something. Is there a demand for the sporadical shirts?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was like, you have the only one so far.
But I got the original.
Once we started posting pictures with it, people were like, where can I get one? How do I do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they did.
So, yeah, I think we should.
If you've ordered something from our shop, your stuff is going out this week, so pretty excited. The only exception is going to be the koozies. They're en route, so give us a couple extra weeks for the koozies, but everything else should be going out this week, and pretty excited. The DVDs, the official first ever DVDs, almost sold out, and then those are going to be gone for forever, you know. I didn't even send, Ebro asked me for one. I haven't sent him
one. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should pull one down.
Yeah, you should, because we need it.
Got New York money, bro. $39.99. It's online.
You should send him the link, and then I want it. Yeah. Oh, maybe that wouldn't be a good idea because I'm sure he's going to want. He's in it, right?
So yeah. It was my camera that recorded it.
Doesn't he want his
Plus, this is peanuts compared to what he has now. I've seen him on Apple TV and all that stuff.
Send him the link and let us know what he says.
Also, the 30 QR sticker pack is online. A lot of people are picking those up. So I'm glad that we put those together, and send us your pictures whenever you're sticking. We'd love to see where these end up. I don't leave the house without some stickers in my wallet now.
I think today we went to go pick up a package, which, by the way, coming up on the show, something for Darian today.
Ooh, nice.
We stuck, I think, like five different places, and then I introduced our show to like the waiter.
You think he's going to actually listen?
He scanned it. Oh, I should have asked his name. I think we were so focused on doing work stuff that I wasn't really talkative like my normal self, and I felt kind of bad about it. I'm like, oh, listen to our show, but I sounded so like lame. But I was like, we were just so like into like, what are we doing and all these things that we have to, you know, deal with right now.
And now we throw it over to Darian to find out where he's been sticking.
Garbage can right here in front of me. Always be sticking, baby. Live by it, die by it.
Your wife sticks more than you do.
I don't know where to stick it. I'm just going to go wherever we go shopping. I'm going to bring it.
If you don't start sticking, I need evidence.
Pictures. Like, you need to take pictures and tell me where you're at. Because
I need you to go to jail for sticking.
Huh?
Just to make up for all this non-sticking.
No, I will be sticking. Watch and see.
Okay, prove it. Or you should do a consequence at the end of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to throw away his package that he got. Who sent him a package?
Oh, no, you can't. It's from a listener.
Can I see it real quick?
No, because you're going to throw it away.
I'm not going to throw the package away. Jax, right?
Jax, correct.
Shout out to Jax. As always, before we open up mail on the show, we got to guess what the mail is.
Oh, okay. It's not breakable. Is it breakable?
Huh. I don't think it is breakable.
Okay, well, that's good.
It feels like...
Yeah. Feels like a, okay, I thought it was
like a CD.
I thought it was a CD. A DVD.
A DVD? No, it's not. It's not big enough for a DVD. Oh. Have we ever guessed right?
No.
Could be a book.
A book?
Oh no, it's bendable.
Wait, maybe it's like a notepad.
Listen.
So you can write down your notes and get things right.
Now you're just twisting it.
Stop it, PK. Give it to Darian.
Notepad is a great solid guess.
Give it to Darian.
Yeah. You know? Oh, what am I? I'm gonna guess. Can't be Legos, right? Could it be Legos packaged up?
That looks too small.
They always shake, right? Legos always shake.
Yeah, they always shake, make noises.
You're locking in Notepad?
Notepad, I think.
Oh, gee.
PK!
Why you gotta throw it so hard against the door?
I'm just trying to figure out what the package
is,
y'all.
Give that to Darian.
I can open it up and then we can all figure it out what it is.
I'm gonna say a little booklet. A booklet.
Okay.
All right.
Should I go live? Should we open it?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
All right.
Let's go live.
Okay.
Well, you better say thank you to Jax.
Oh, yeah.
Who sent you this awesome package that you've just destroyed. Look at that package.
I can't believe Darian. Look at that.
Wow.
PK, he twisted it, and then he threw it against the door, and then he twisted it even more. Just
bananas.
To let you know.
Lies.
And thank you for sending this to me. So I'm going to open it up. Oh, what's that? What are these white little...
That would be glue for the package. Just open it up.
It's not like anthrax or anything.
One can only
look at that.
Why are you opening the package that way? Just open it up like a normal human being.
I'm trying to.
No, you're opening up half the package, and we're going to have stuff all over the place.
Tear here.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Now you better clean.
That makes it a lot easier. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is there a note in there?
Yes. Okay. I should read the note first.
Yes. All right. Read the note. That's the nice thing to do.
Okay. I used this to play my old NES and used my old VCR. Let me know if it works.
Oh!
From Jackson. What?
It's cables.
Oh my gosh.
What is it?
It's adapters for like NES. Because remember I was talking about I have an NES, but I can't play it because of TV.
Right.
And I need adapters.
Yeah.
Jax came through.
Uh-huh.
Jax. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Dude, I'm going to go plug in my NES and go play.
Yeah, you should.
It's kind of like these, right? What?
You have them?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You never asked me for them.
What? I didn't. Where did you get those?
Way to come through, Jax. Well, I had them for a while. Little VCR adapters that you can plug it in.
Oh my gosh.
How sweet and thoughtful is
that? Yeah. Jax, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. My son's going to be excited too. He's been wanting adapters.
Yeah. Well, you have another set if you. I don't know how many TVs you guys have.
Awesome. Man.
Hey, give it up for Jax. How about that? How thoughtful is that?
Thanks again, Jax.
Very thoughtful.
By the way, I have a couple of people that have joined us live, so I want to give some shout-outs to Jesus, to Desiree.
Can I zoom in?
Whitney, Charlene, George, Betts, DJ Baby Drew.
Can I zoom in
DJ
real quick?
Damien,
what's
Osvaldo.
Up, everybody, since you're live? Look to the door. Look at the door.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely poppable, brah.
It's not poppable.
It's not poppable.
Go pop it.
Come on.
Nope, you can't even pop it.
Let me pop it.
It's going to get scabbed.
I have the popper tool.
Oh, yeah, we got a popper.
Yeah.
With the, like Dr. Popper Pimple does?
Yeah.
Pimple popper?
Pimple popper. Oh, no, it's in the beads.
I don't think it's big enough. This thing.
It's in the beads. Oh, yeah, that one's yours. Yeah. So, yeah, use that one.
What
even
is that?
Better.
Okay, since you got the specialized tool, you can do it. Wait, is there, I haven't even seen
it. You gotta zoom in, you gotta stay still.
Is there a white tip on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Should I use the big end?
I don't know.
Be careful. Okay. You've done this before, yeah?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going in!
Ah!
I gotta use hands, bro.
I told you, he's not ready to
use hands.
Here we go.
Ow!
I don't think it's ready.
I told you that! Now I'm gonna get a scar.
No, you're not
going to
get a scar.
Ew.
Oh, I don't think it's even bleeding.
Yeah, that's an underground. That's going to be massive, though.
I told you.
I can't believe it. PK, you just went to pimp Ryan's pimple. You guys are disgusting.
I love popping pimples.
You guys
Denise
are too
won't let
close.
Me pop hers anymore.
I don't have any. That's
Mom
why.
Is dead here.
I don't have any pimples.
You don't do it to PK?
Ew, no.
Yeah, I don't do that to my wife.
No,
and she does
it
all the time.
Popping pimple. Can you hear it?
Hear what?
Hear what?
I was so excited.
Keep it in your pants.
Gosh.
All right, everybody.
On that note, we're going to... They're so cute together, like a married couple. All right, on that note, we'll end the live here. We'll talk to y'all later.
Peace, y'all.
Bye,
see
guys.
You.
Guys.
That's what happens when we go live. So I leave all that in the show?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Totally.
Absolutely.
I didn't know you were looking for that cable, and I feel like a jerk.
That's sweet of Jax.
Yeah, man, so thoughtful. Thank you, Jax.
Maybe I should be a little sweeter, thoughtful. I've had to just sit in here the entire time.
Oh, my God. Sorry, you got a baby spider crawling around here?
What the? Kill it, Kill it! Kill it!
It's right there! You
kill it! Kill it!
I can do it!
Smash it!
Here, I'm going to pick it.
Go.
I'm going to pick it up gently.
It escaped!
I'm going to pick it up. Ow! God, Denise made me smash it.
Yeah, why would you not smash it?
I feel bad sometimes, and it was a baby spider.
It's a spider. That means there's 100 more around here.
You're damn right there is. I gotta look up.
Oh my God, yeah, because I went out the front door and the spider was hanging down in front of me like Charlotte's Web and I ran right into it.
Dude, yeah, you got like a spider egg sack somewhere.
What happened to Professor X?
Oh, he's coming back. He's here in like a week or something.
He's losing the war.
Yeah, he's gotta come
around. I know.
Because remember, last week I went to go in the shower and I'm not joking, 2-inch long roach.
In the shower.
In the shower. I felt so dirty.
That's like a horror movie.
I got a fun fact for you.
Ooh.
Did you know, did you know?
If you ever need to get away from a cockroach, just keep in mind that they A, live underwater for 8 years, B, run 3 miles per hour, C, jump as high as 6 feet, or D, float in the air.
Oh, God. I think they jump as high as 6 feet.
I'm going to say live underwater for 8 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Water.
Because I don't think I've ever seen one jump, and we've got them here all, I mean, everywhere.
I mean,
I've seen them fly.
I see them on the wall.
I have seen them. Flying cockroaches, though, they're not cockroaches. They're the fancy relatives of cockroaches, palmetto bugs.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, you learn something every day. Here we go. If you ever need to get away from a cockroach, keep in mind that they run 3 miles per hour.
That's fast.
Woo! Ooh.
Did you know, did you know?
What's that noise?
All right, here we go. 5 more guesses for what's that noise. $500 up for grabs. That's your noise. One more time. What guess number are we up to, Denise?
356.
Ryan, go.
Lemon, with Darian clicking a pen.
That is incorrect. Lemon, love that name.
Yeah.
Guess
was it the first time ever guesser there?
No, I think before.
I pulled out her name before.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Guess 357.
Dina, flicking the lid of a soda can before opening it.
358.
Eric, removing a plastic hubcap from a tire.
Guess 359.
Travis, battery springs inside a PS5 or Xbox controller.
Guess 360.
Stephanie, an item from Darian's keychain.
He does have a lot of stuff attached to his keychain.
Ew.
And that was the last guess, right?
That was, yes.
All right, 1 guess per person every 24 hours. And because we have seen the correct answer, it's a matter of time before it gets randomly selected. Remember, if we see it, we call out your name, and you got 24 hours, midnight to midnight, whenever that show was published. So if it's published on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, midnight to midnight, to leave us an instant voice note or to get a hold of us via email. All the rules online at pkanddk.com. I guess the only difference there is if it happens on a Friday, where we don't have a show the next day, but that window is still just 24 hours. So.
Okay, makes sense. You can tell when someone leaves you a voice note at the time,
yes,
right?
I'll know when the voice note comes in. And you have to leave an instant voice note. If for some reason it doesn't work, then you do have to send an email within that 24-hour period or whatever it says online at pkanddk.com. Don't try to be sneaky. I know we had, early on, we had somebody that actually guessed it, and then we called out their name, and then nothing.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want that to happen again and then feel bad about somebody not winning. I mean, the rules are the rules. And again, they're online at pkanddk.com. Let's hope we could finally get a winner for what's proven to be the most difficult What's That Noise yet. All right, let's get to the final thought right now, which is about what?
Ceiling fans.
Are you going to fix mine?
No, that one's okay. You, would you do knock off the propeller, one of them?
One of the blades.
Propeller. So, I found something that I've never knew about ceiling fans.
Uh-huh.
We learned a lot on the show. We learned about the washer and dryer. They have filters. You need to change them.
Are you talking about the switch that you can just go the other way?
How the hell did you know?
Common knowledge. There's not one person that doesn't know about the switch.
You got, I know.
Drop us an instant voice note if you don't know what I'm talking about.
I found out that the ceiling fan is actually seasonal.
Yeah.
So you knew this too.
Yeah, one way for the summer, one way for the winter.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Even a girl. There's like a little tiny thing up in the winter, down in the summer.
I didn't know that.
Wow. How did you find out about this? Why was it so, you know, groundbreaking for you?
Gosh, either TikTok or YouTube or something. But they're saying.
There is a lot of people that just don't know about this then. Maybe, you know. It's not common knowledge.
Maybe it's a South thing. It's a Southern thing.
No, it's a ceiling fan thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, why would you just make a ceiling fan with one option then?
Gosh, I don't know.
If you could just add a switch and then you have two options.
Yeah, I was just so amazed by it. So I had to switch my fans in our apartment because they were going the wrong way. They weren't summer spinning. So they're winter spinning.
So counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise is summer.
Whatever that is, yes.
Whatever the thing says. I never even look at the button, to be honest with you. I just don't have them on during the winter. Who has them on in the winter? But I guess it circulates the heat.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's so crazy that you guys knew that.
There you go.
Can you tell a difference?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I can feel it now, like, blowing on me. Which
was before
pretty cool.
You were just like, what the hell, ceiling fan?
Yeah.
Where's the air going?
I felt some light gust, you know, of wind.
Yeah.
But now it's like a game changer.
Yeah,
because like,
it's a downdraft and it's like downdrafting all of the cool air that's in the house during the summer.
Gosh. I'm mad about my fan. I've got this Geek Air that I got from Amazon. I highly recommend it. It's awesome, right? Because you charge it and then you can just, it's battery powered and you got like this fan for you know, 2-4 hours. You can take it anywhere with you. You don't need to plug in the wall. And it's like a legit, like,
it looks like a mini industrial fan.
Yeah, it's a nice fan, you know. But now what happened is the battery stopped working.
Uh-oh. Already? It hasn't even been a year.
I think it's gonna, yeah, and then Amazon is like, you're past your window or whatever. It hasn't been a year. I bought it last June. But now, like, the lights go blinking.
Uh-huh.
Like a fire's about to start, but it still sort of works. So I just keep it plugged in.
Oh my God, that's why there's a fire extinguisher up here. What you need to do is like Amazon.
Like right now, I'm so cool.
I'm shocked that Amazon hasn't, they like didn't tell you, you have to reach out to the actual manufacturer of the fan and be like, hey, your product's not working.
Nah, they were just like, your window's closed. I'm like, what? It hasn't been a year yet.
Reach out to, like, did you search Geek Fan or whatever you just called it?
Yeah, and I think they just sell stuff on Amazon. It did me wrong.
Well, that sucks. Yeah.
Maybe I can flip out the battery or something. I don't know. I'm going to look at it, but it's I highly recommend it unless your battery goes out and it doesn't work, and then I don't. So there you go. Two final thoughts. You know, the button on the ceiling fan and then the Geek Air. With that said, I want to thank every single one of you that have subscriptions. Thank you so much for supporting the show and, you know, and putting money behind. I was thinking about this going to bed last night. I can't turn my brain off ever, you know, but I can't imagine anybody's complaining about the subscription cost because it's $7.99 a month, right? That's one coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
If this show isn't worth one coffee, one drink, one beer a month, if we're not giving you that value, you shouldn't have the subscription. So just going back to the people that, you know, that they do think there's some value there. Thank you for your support for people buying the sticker packs or any of our merch. Again, all that stuff is going out this week. And again, every single dollar is going right back into the show. Things are expensive, man. Here's something I bet you didn't know. You know, I built pkanddk.com and I couldn't get any of the emails to work. Everybody thinks it's spam mail for some reason because then you have to pay to get your email set up through Microsoft.
Is that why we had to switch it out?
Yeah, so we had to switch. So it's the same email addresses, but now it goes through a different back server that cost. Everything costs money. The other thing I learned is if something is $30, it's not. Somehow they'll get you to at least $100 or $200, no matter what it is that they're selling you. Like the email addresses, I'm like, $35.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a steal. You know, if I can get on Microsoft, people don't think we're spamming them.
Yeah.
This will be great. You know, so I sign it up and then I go to get Denise's going. $35. Ryan's $35. I'm like, mother.
Wow.
It's not for one.
That's crazy. Maybe we should just have just one and then have it on all of our phones or something.
Nah, I already did it. You know, we should be able to have email. You know, my point is, it's not even about the email situation. It's like there's so much stuff on the back end that just every single thing,
like,
somehow
they
get a dollar from you. So if you're supporting the show, thank you. I really do appreciate you. I appreciate you telling your friends about it. And again, for the people sticking, I mean, I'm just in awe of the sticking, you know. Whenever we have like down days on numbers, I just bring up the people sticking and I'm in awe.
Yeah, it's great.
It balances everything out. So it's, you know, we're still trying to figure all this out. If you know of somebody that would like to sponsor the show, there's a sponsorship tab up and that would help us a lot. And again, it just goes back to $7.99. What is the value of the show? Get a subscription. And then when we finally, I'm going to make you this promise, too, when we finally figure all this out and can pay rent, it's going to go right back into lowering prices. I don't want to charge for stickers. I don't want to have a subscription plan, you know?
Right.
It's just that we have to pay rent somehow, you know? But hopefully we can build this to a point that we don't have to have stuff like that. I don't like asking for money.
Yeah, nobody likes to ask for money. Yeah.
You know? So,
of course, I understand.
Especially for our founding family. Founding family, I'm going to do everything I can in my power to get you guys back somehow. So, you know, day by day here, just try to build it, man, from the ground up. We'll see what happens.
And you guys are all witnesses of it. Yeah, and all a part of it. So thank you for sticking with us.
With that, we're out of here tomorrow. Oh, going down, kid.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
Two-time champion, baby.
I'm going to pop your ego like I'll pop that zit.
All right.
I got to come back. I got to focus tomorrow. I got to bring, I got to bring the heat because I let myself down. I let all Team PK, I let all of y'all down on YouTube Live. That was just embarrassing.
Dude. Yeah.
On video, I let you down.
Awesome.
I'm going to have your back. I'm bringing my A game tomorrow. It's going to be fun, so we'll see you then. Until then, bye.
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 And the podcast replays on no matter my metro. Take them on the go. Atlanta to Fresno to the Gulf of Mexico.
I hope everybody had a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.
PK.